listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your local briefing. A man has died following a fatal crash near Busselton. A black motorcycle collided with a Ford Ranger utility towing a trailer at the intersection of the Bussell Highway and Tuart Drive around 6:15 yesterday morning. The 40-year-old motorcyclist died at the scene. Anyone with information is urged to contact Crime Stoppers. Plans to reinvigorate Albany's Anzac history. The city hoping to revitalise its National Anzac Centre as it nears its 10-year anniversary. Director of Community Service Nathan Watson tells us what's in store.
Replacing some of the artefacts and upgrading technology components which are getting quite tired after 10 years of operation. But overall our aim is to diversify and improve the visitor experience, and that would include introducing some new content.
Fresh warnings for farmers on the importance of data security. The National Farmers Federation encouraging farmers to take advantage of the Farm Data Code to help best protect themselves from breaches. The Federation's Gabby Saregra says it's important to stay protected as the industry continues to shift online.
The more we digitise farming and have our data out there, the more risk there can be exposure to vulnerabilities and misuse of data for farmers. We really want farmers to start thinking about how can we protect that.
In sport, the Margaret River Pro is set to continue this morning. The event already delivering some surprises, with 11-time world champion Kelly Slater knocked out of the competition on Tuesday. Surfing great Jake Patterson says there's still some big names to watch.
Jack Robinson's still going, the local boy from Margaret River here. He's one to watch. The opening heat, John and Gabrielle Medina, that's going to be a cracker. Both carrying about 5 world titles amongst them.
Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.